got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Everything's fine.
Wow.
No one's upset.
Someone's stalling, which means someone realizes they've done the wrong thing.
No. Look, every single Thursday we normally have a disagreement, but I think this week we're pretty cool. We're pretty fine with everyone just being friends.
No, you've been back 4 days
yep.
and already enraged half the office.
Okay, well, I guess we'll... I'm picking up an energy that there is something we disagree on, so we'll get into this.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Yeah, court is in session, and look, it's a pretty substantial claim to say that some people are upset with what I've done in the office kitchen. We use this to help better our friendship, our working relationship.
We bottle up all of our feelings for the rest of the week.
Big time.
Once a week on a Thursday, we just let it go.
Yeah. Full lids off.
Yeah.
What's up? Anything on your mind, Jess, that you'd like to get off your chest?
Might I say, Tim, before we start the formalities, your teeth are looking mighty good these days.
I've been wearing retainers for, I don't know, since April.
Yeah.
And then to get my teeth nice and straight.
How many more months have you still got on those retainers?
No idea. I'll find out.
Sure.
Whenever. I could wear them forever at this point.
Those retainers.
Retainers. I'm stalling.
How dare you? They mean that you have to brush your teeth after every meal.
Yeah, it is a small inconvenient thing that I have to do. I've got a travel toothpaste and kit little that I've got to take with me.
And usually you will leave our desk and you'll say, hey, just going to go brush my teeth. I'll be back soon.
Got to do it after every meal.
I heard a scream the other day.
All right.
From the other side of the office.
Right.
When someone walked in on you in the office kitchen, the communal office kitchen.
Right.
Spitting your toothpaste into the office sink.
Yeah, I brush my teeth in the kitchen sink.
Not on, buddy.
9 out of 10 times I go to the bathroom, but that 10 times... yesterday I was real tired. You know, I got a newborn chest.
Okay, all right. I wondered how long it would take you to play the baby card.
I am absolutely cooked. And yeah, I got caught red-handed, clean teeth, in the office kitchen brushing my teeth.
I want to bring out an eyewitness at this time in the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Loggy from The Breakfast Show.
Good.
Loggy, you saw this video of Tim circulating.
Well, it's not an eyewitness.
How are we feeling about him using our kitchen space? Well, you make your breakfast, might I add, every single morning.
And that's all we have time for Loggy. Log, it's look.
Bye, Jess. Tim, I don't want to talk to you. You are dead to me.
Okay.
Jess, you might know me for yelling sometimes, getting quite emotional, a bit dramatic.
No one's ever said that about
moment,
you, Log.
I'm changed. I'm disgusted. I'm disturbed. I'm shocked. I've been looking at a thesaurus. I feel violated.
So is there an Instagram story on the people?
There is, yes. Okay. You can go and vote. Currently, the votes, because we are talking in the courtroom of Tim and Jess today, can you brush your teeth in a communal office kitchen?
Right.
81% of people that have voted have said absolutely not. That is disgusting. And I guess, Loggy, you're part of that 81%?
What the hell, Tim?
Lauren.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Okay, all right. You're clearly overtired.
I struggle to use the work kitchen anyway because people are gross and work people are worse. And now I can't even use the goddamn sink. Hi, Jess. I am seeking compensation for pain and suffering.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
And I ask that man across from you never looks me in the eye again.
Well, the fact that you leave at 9:30 every morning makes it pretty easy, Loggy. But look, you aren't the judge today, but I appreciate your very subtle opinion on me brushing my teeth in the
office kitchen. I'm hoping that Loggy's opinion will help sway that of our judge today, Tim, because we are looking for a judge on 52232955. Mm-hmm. Give us a call. The first caller through is our judge and has the final say today. Can you brush your teeth in the office communal kitchen?
Loggy, we'll see you we'll see you tomorrow morning. I'm just going to hang up my Loggy from the Brekkie Show there. But I guess, yeah, 52232955. The first caller through is the judge. It becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine Peninsula.
Please stop this man from doing what he is doing.
Can you brush your teeth in the office kitchen?
Well, the jury is very one-sided on this, Tim.
I agree. And the purpose of the judge calling through is that they get final say. They get first crack and final say.
Doesn't matter what you have to say or me. It doesn't even matter what our jury has to say. Today, the only opinion that matters is Ash from Newtown. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you very much, Your Honour. Now, before we get into your ruling, Ash, two questions for you. One, do you have teeth? And two, do you brush them?
Yes and yes.
Okay, good. So he is a qualified judge this afternoon.
Excellent.
On the show, Jess.
All right. Ash, when it comes to using the office communal kitchen where we all prepare our breakfast and lunch, can you brush your teeth in that sink?
No, and I've got one question for Tim. He said he can't go to the bathroom sometimes at work because someone's been in there before him.
Yeah, they've done a stinky no-no.
Are you brushing your retainer in the toilet? Or the
well, the only bathroom that... So we have three bathrooms. We have, like, the men's, we have the women's, and then we have, an accessibilities toilet, which has a shower, and it has a different toilet and a sink separate. So I go in there to do it because I don't want to do it in the main bathrooms.
Sure.
So... And sometimes people go in there and do stinky no-nos.
Sure.
And it really changes the brushing experience. I'm sure you can understand that, Ash.
We can, but if you waited 5 more minutes, it probably wouldn't have a smell.
No, because I'm getting in trouble from my dentist because I'm leaving my retainers out for too long. So I've got to,
it's
got
to
happen
fast. Sounds
like
excuses to me, doesn't it, Ash?
That's all I'm hearing.
Okay, well, Ash, I'm going to hand you the gavel. I have a feeling I know what way you're leaning at the moment when it comes to brushing your teeth in the office kitchen. Is it a yes or is it a no?
It's a no, Tim.
All right. Well, it's become law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine Peninsula. That's concerning.
Thank you so much, Ash. I've just hit send on an email to HR. So.
Okay. That's going to go into a long line of never to be dealt with. Whistling the way home,
listening to sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, we've been really enjoying reading along this week.
Have we? Thank you for deciding on my behalf.
Anita Driver's heart racing series, Overtake My Heart, Thick Rick, Races for Love, book one of 69 in the Daniel Ricciardo erotic adventure series.
Yeah, this is fan fiction. It is, I believe, like a 42-page book that you can buy online. Jess has been making me read excerpts from this erotic novel.
If you did miss the last couple of days, we had the great meeting of Daniel Ricciardo and the main character, Emily.
Yeah, the protagonist.
He then asked her out on a date. The date itself I can't read much of on the air because it's a little raunchy, but they did have their conversation flowing about Daniel's childhood in Australia and the various pet kangaroos that he had owned.
Classic Australian things, Jess.
Again, just so not written by an Australian person.
Okay.
But what I'm going to have you read is from chapter 4, The Aftermath, Tim. Now, I've marked the top of the page where I want you to take it off from. Essentially, Emily is caught up with her friend, and her friend is asking about how the date went.
All right, let's strap in for this. We had dinner at an Outback Steakhouse, and he was so passionate about sharing his love for Australian cuisine, it felt like we were the only two people in the entire world. Lisa's eyes widened, her excitement palpable. And she pressed a mischievous grin on her face. Emily blushed, her heart fluttering and at the memory of their intimate encounter. And nothing happened, at least not that night. But last night, he invited me to his hotel for a drink, she confessed, her voice barely above a whisper. One thing led to another and, well, you know... Lisa let out a squeal of delight, her grin widening. Oh my God, Emily, tell me everything. How big was his front wing? If you know what I mean. Was he only good for one lap or can he handle an entire race distance?
You don't know if you can read the next bit.
Did he spray his bottle of champagne? Did you make him sweat like a high-performance athlete? Sweat, baby. G-G-G-rah. Sweat, baby. Woo! Inappropriate, Lisa. Emily scolded. I don't kiss and tell. Okay, fine. This is incredible. But how do you feel about it all? I mean, he's the Daniel Ricciardo. The Playboy racer. The honey badger. The honey badger has pots in every city. Are you okay with that? Emily's smile faltered slightly. Her heart heavy with a mixture of excitement and apprehension. I don't know, Lisa, she admitted. I mean, it was amazing. He was amazing. But his reputation, I can't help but wonder if I'm just another notch on his belt.
What a dilemma Emily has found herself in.
There are a few in there that I really didn't like reading, Jess. I'm going to be completely honest.
Do you see the bit I meant when I said, I don't know if these are English words? Like, I don't know what that was supposed to be, that rant.
Are you shocked that erotic fan fiction isn't well written?
I'm a little shocked, yeah.
Okay. Wait, you are? You shouldn't be. Okay. Good feeling dirty. Gonna go wash my hands. Is that the final installment or tomorrow are we putting it to bed, finally getting to the end of Thick Creek?
I think let's read from the last chapter so that no one else has to spend money on this book.
Thank God. It's Tim and Jess.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And we've got footy fever. We're covered in rashes, Jess, here at K-Rock 955.
You can blame us, Tim.
Absolutely, because Cats AFLW season kicking off Saturday night at GMHBA Stadium, taking on the Dogs. Yesterday, we spoke to the captain, Meg McDonald. Today, superstar Georgie Prasparkas joins us on the phone. Good afternoon, Georgie.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks so much for joining us. Again, like with Meg, we've been seeing your face a lot around town.
Yeah, we're going to get to a few different things in a moment. How are you feeling in the lead-up to Saturday night? I know it's been a long time. We spoke to Meg about this yesterday between the last season and this season, but a full pre-season. Did you go away for some holiday with your teammates?
I was actually really fortunate enough. I went over to America with one of my teammates in Amy McDonald, and yeah, we did a little bit of training over there as well as just holidaying. And it was generally such a great experience. It has been a long time coming since our last game. So really looking forward to what we're able to bring to the team this Saturday night.
That's so cool. So what did the US people that you trained with, how did they take AFL football?
Oh my God, it was actually very difficult to try and explain. I was actually kind of shocked by it. I was like, come on, you're kidding. Like, you don't know what Aussie rules is. So it was a lot to explain, but they were really awesome over there. And over there, their sport is just on another level. So
yeah, where's your padding? Where's your helmet? Yeah.
Georgie, I know obviously you're looking forward to Saturday night, you and your teammates against the Western Bulldogs. I'm not exactly sure of the fixture, but I imagine when you play Essendon every single year, it's a little bit extra special because your older sister, is it? Maddie plays for the Bombers, former league best and fairest winner. Is it something that your whole family puts in the calendar?
Yeah, it's definitely something that is just so special within itself. It's something that I really enjoy and Maddie enjoys. I was a little bit unlucky to miss last season due to suspension, so hopefully I'll be right to play this season. But yeah, the family just love watching both of us play footy, and when it's against one another, it's something that is just really special on top of that. So
have you got like a bet on? Like loser has to do like, you know, the
cook
the,
at mum's and dad's, yeah, that
on
weekend.
On Christmas?
I actually don't, to be honest. It's probably something we should get going, to be honest.
Well, we'll get Maddie on the show in a couple of weeks and we'll get you in and we can try and set up a family fight on the radio station. Georgie,
yeah, do that. Well, get some content.
Speaking of fights, we don't want to cause one right now, but we kind of do because the Geelong Cats exclusive Monopoly board that's for sale at the Cat Shop at the moment, we've been looking at it and I've got the board game here in my hands.
Have you purchased a few copies yourself?
I actually haven't, to be honest. Believe it or not, I don't think I could deal with seeing my face on Monopoly.
Well, yesterday when we were speaking to Meg McDonald, she's in Park Lane, so that's the second best spot on the board.
It's a pretty good position.
You're just past jail on Whitehall. you are flanked by, let's have a look, Brandon Parfitt and Dan Lowther. So you're the superstar shining in there. Has any arguments broke out in the team about placement on the Monopoly board?
To be fair, I actually had no idea where I was placed. So to see that I'm near the jail, you've put me down a few pegs.
Well, you're not in jail. You're just like you kind of. It's like you're living in Lara. You're jail adjacent.
It's like people go visiting in jail and then they come have a coffee at your shop next door.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if that's any better. That's meant to make me feel better.
Now, speaking of your face on things, Jess and I yesterday we went for a bit of a wander down Little Mallet Street, and I'm sure if you haven't been there, you've at least seen it. An incredible mural just near Market Square. That must be really, really special to be on that mural, which is incredible, by the way, if you haven't seen it. It's on our Instagram at the moment.
Oh, yeah. It's such a special feeling to know how much Geelong Cats and the Geelong town in general is getting behind our women's team is something that we don't take for granted. And, all we want to do is get people on board and get people supporting us and watching us hopefully go all the way.
Georgie, what does the next few days look like for you guys getting prepared for the game on Saturday?
Yeah, so we'll go into training tonight, get a really decent session in. I've actually got myself a massage tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to. So a little pre-game ritual, but yeah, nothing out of the ordinary. I think just everyone's sticking to what they do, their routines. We'll train together tonight and have a really good night on the track and just best prepare ourselves for Saturday night.
I did see some photos from your open training session on Tuesday night, and one thing that was really obvious in it, and it must be really great and it must be a good feeling, the big smiles on everyone's faces while they were training. Like Renee Garing, obviously she's got a massive smile. Everyone's just having a bit of fun. I imagine obviously you're there for your profession, your job is to be a footballer, but having such a strong team, that must be a cherry on top.
Oh, absolutely. Like at the end of the day, we're so lucky enough to be able to go in and play the game we love, and to be able to do it with teammates that we absolutely love is just, like you say, the cherry on top, and it's something none of us takes for granted. We enjoy it. And I think that's why great success comes off the back of it, is that, we do care about our teammates and we just want to ride the highs and lows together and hopefully get the ultimate success off the back of it.
I'm sure there's going to be some big smiles after hopefully a big win on Saturday night against the Bulldogs at GMHBA Stadium. We do have a double pass, Jess, to give away for the first person to call through on 5223 2955. You can go and support the Cats, get cat fever like Jess and I, burst out in a rash, have a bit of fun. Georgie Prasparkas, superstar, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Hope to see a few there on Saturday night.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Big Will from the newsroom is back in action.
Big Will? Have you been referred to as Big Will now?
I'm big.
Okay. Will, we've missed you the last couple of days, mate.
Yes.
You got new scar on your face.
Yeah, just got whacked in the head with a golf club. But it happens. We've all been there.
It does.
We were discussing, and you're all fine. A few stitches, no concussion.
Yes. Well, there might have been a mild concussion, hence my time off work. But I was literally hit in the head with a golf club. I've got a big black eye and three stitches
cool.
in my face.
The worst thing is it happened on the second hole. So it didn't even get through the round of golf.
Paid $30 for 1.5 holes. Yeah. Well, the bloke who hit me managed to get a birdie. So congratulations to him.
Well, Will, we won't get you in here to play golf because we don't want to stress you out. We're going to get you to test our news knowledge. You're going to bring us three stories, leave out a key ingredient. Jess, and my job is to fill in the blanks.
Yes, all the best. And we'll start with what's leading the news today. The state government's received a recommendation to now ban what?
Oh, God. Vaping?
No.
This might be very newsy of me.
Oh, here we go.
Is it something to do with regulating taxi fares?
No. You see, you did this thing where Jess kept doing it while you were away. She was very confident.
Very confident.
When she thought she got an answer right. But it would just be
and it was always wrong.
And that's exactly what you've done. That's just very wrong.
Okay.
It must be that side of the desk.
Yeah. Could you give the answer out there?
Yeah, sorry.
Instead of just cramming on me?
It's duck hunting.
Say it slow.
I didn't know duck hunting was
allowed.
Was legal. Yeah.
Yes, it is legal in certain reserves.
Not anymore.
Game reserves. But the government's been recommended, so it hasn't actually happened yet, but they have 6 months to respond to the recommendation.
Ducks are adorable. I don't think we should hunt them. Quack, quack. So play on. Quack, quack indeed, Will.
The South Metro Junior Football League's under 14 Division 1 competition is in the news. Not too many are happy about the changes they've made. What have they done to make things a bit more inclusive?
Oh, have they gone like male, female, everyone plays in the one league?
No.
Is it, have they turned all the different sports into one? So it's on a football field, but you've got a basketball. There is a hockey stick involved.
Sport inclusivity.
Yes.
Yeah.
No?
No, quite. They've actually modified their finals format so that all teams are playing finals.
Oh! Yeah,
all their 10 teams are playing finals, so
I think
if there's only 10 teams, then yeah.
No, top four for a 10-team league. As an Essendon and Western Bulldog fan for Will and I, and a Hawthorn fan for yourself, Jeff,
sure.
We should all be embracing the
absolutely
every team plays finals.
Where did Hawthorn finish up?
Third last.
Good.
All right. Yeah. See? So it's a good idea, isn't it?
But the East Brighton Vampires aren't too happy about this.
Oh, no, so
they finished on top of the ladder, undefeated, yep, with a percentage of 300+.
Wow.
And this new format means it needs to be a Tuesday night game. But guess what? They're all on school camp. It needs to be forfeited, so they lose.
Oh, you're kidding.
They finished top, and a team who finished 10th.
That's so good.
Yeah, great stuff. Fantastic.
You feel for your vampires.
Vampires.
Put your fangs out.
And lastly, the date October 14 has been in the news this week as well. What's significant about that?
I'm scared to go in confident. But
I actually think you know this.
It's
one,
the voice to the voice to parliament referendum. Yeah,
that's the date it will be held. It was announced this week, October 14. Make sure you enrol if you haven't, because otherwise you can get fined.
Yeah, and if you have moved since the last election, change your details on the AEC.
And if you're going on holiday, do it ahead of time.
Yes.
There we go. Three people.
Don't want to get a fine.
Informing everybody. Big Will from the newsroom. Thank you very much for coming in. And rest up, mate. And stop going outside because you keep getting injured.
Come on. All thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.